Welcome to Steppin' Out, a reality radio show where you'll hear real people sharing their true stories of what it was like to go over the edge and find their way back. And now, Steppin' Out.
Welcome back. You're listening to Steppin' Out, the 12-step radio program on the air. I'm your host, Kevin, filling in for Drew. This is our Happy Holidays edition of Steppin' Out. You know, each week, Steppin' Out takes you inside a 12-step program. Tonight, we're speaking with young people and addiction. Our next guest up is Anna. Hello, Anna, and welcome to Steppin' Out.
Hi, my name is Anna, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Anna.
And, wow, it's good to be here. Nervous a bit, but here to say how it was for me. And I started drinking at a young age. I don't remember when my first drink was, but I think I was pretty young. I grew up in South America, so pretty much, you know, there's no age for drinking over there. And, you know, you're allowed to have drinks with your family. And I may have had some glasses of wine, really small. But my first drunk was when I was 13 years old. And I just knew I was going to drink. I just went and bought the booze and grabbed some friends and just got drunk. And I remember that day, you know, it was wonderful because I just poured the liquor into a glass of Coke and drank it, and it felt wonderful. And I was like, oh yeah, when is this gonna hit like really hard? I knew it was coming, you know, and and all of a sudden it was like a bam, and I was so happy, and my friends were like, what are you doing? You know, it's like, yeah, drink some more, you know? I was like, anyway, I got caught that day by my parents. I don't know why I thought I could pull it out in my house, you know? I was going to a party after that, and I remember my mother coming home, and she's like, oh, you smell like alcohol. And I'm like, no. I just grabbed one of your candies, you know? I was like... and it's like, no, you're not going anywhere. You're staying home. And so I stayed home, and she made me take a shower, and she called my friend's parents, and then she called my father. My father came home, and I was like, you know, I guess a little bit hungover at that time. And I remember my father giving me a hug and looking at me, and he's just like, you're an alcoholic. And that was my first drunk, and I was like, what? I pretty much couldn't drink, you know, without that in my mind, you know, that I was an alcoholic. But I guess he knew. He is one, so he recognized what it was. And I tried to drink whenever possible. My parents were very, very controlling, and you know, I thank them for doing that. At the time, I just hated it, you know, because I couldn't get my way, and pretty much I was grounded throughout high school because I, you know, drank or didn't do well in school and stuff like that, and I was, you know, blamed my alcoholism and my parents. You know, I thought they were like, that's why I drank, because, you know, they didn't let me. So, you know, I got drunk or had to tell lies in order to, like, get drunk. But anyway, you know, that happened. And when I graduated from high school, that was the best. You know, I was like, I'm out of my parents' house, you know, like they don't get to say what I have to do. And it was huge for me. But they still had control over me. They still had control. I listened to them a lot, and I still, you know, I got drunk, and I tried, you know, doing college, you know, many times. You know, the first attempt, you know, I got kicked out of school because I didn't pass the grade with my grades. My grades were terrible, and because I was out partying too much. You know, I drank, and I didn't make it in time to the classes, and I just didn't get a lot of the subjects. But, you know, so that wasn't good. That drinking didn't help, you know, with career plans or anything like that. And I pretty much didn't know what I wanted to do. So I like started different careers and you know, ended up dropping out of school at some point. And I think I hit like several bottoms, you know, and tried to get my life together at some point, and then got it together, started working and moving back into my parents' house, and now they had control again, you know. So I pretty much, you know, got my life together and thought I could do the drinking thing again, you know, safely. And I did it again. Not that I ever stopped, but I had my life together. And that enabled me to think that I could, you know, pull it off. And that was a whole different stage in my life. I had a lot of fun. I started clubbing a lot and moving into like drugs, to experimenting with drugs. And what I found out is that, you know, drugs actually helped me drink less. I don't so that was my denial, you know, like I'm not really an alcoholic. You know, I'm not getting drunk that much. So, you know, it's like, and I'm sort of know what I'm doing. And, but that didn't work. That didn't work. I had a lot of fun though. I had a lot of fun. And, yeah, I had a lot of fun and, but it wasn't fun for my parents because I didn't let them know where I was going. And sometimes I didn't show up for, you know, a whole weekend, and you know that is not cool, you know, not calling your parents and not letting them know where you are, if you're alive or not, or you know, God knows who, where you are. Fortunately, you know, I wasn't in safe places, that's what I thought, but you know, I was having fun. And I don't know, I like my story, I get very confused when I say my story, but what can I say? It didn't work, basically. It was fun, but it didn't work. And for a while, I started getting, you know, feeling very, like, I had a lot of feelings of shame and guilt and like, this voice, you know, knowing that I was an alcoholic, but, you know, I wasn't doing anything to control it, or at least, you know, I never tried to control my drinking. I always drank as much as I wanted to, and you know, dealt with the consequences and sort of accepted that life of, you know, how to explain it. But I didn't. I sort of became shameless at one point, and like the hangovers and the not knowing what I did the night before or how I got home, or if I had embarrassed myself in front of my friends, or I used to fall a lot, and I like twist my ankle a lot. You know, I was that kind of like drunk that, you know, the next day you'll have like bruises and not broken bones, but almost. I don't know. I'm kind of lost here. Anyway, drinking is very sloppy, and I didn't want that. I had to get away from my house and my hometown, like put land in between to know what I was gonna do with my life. I came to New York about 4.5 years ago, and for the first 2 years, I was very, very, very lost and didn't know what to do with my life and or where I was taking my life, and came to a place where you're basically, you know, nobody here, you know, and left it all behind and tried to make a life of my own here. But, you know, I had no family, no friends, nothing that, you know, gave me validation here. I don't know how to put it, but for for 2 years, I was very, very, very sad, overwhelmingly sad, and I drank, and the way for me to, you know, deal with these feelings was drinking. So I'm in New York, right? And I'm not seeing my life go anywhere at all. You know, it's like this constant repeating, you know, the same mistakes, you know, the cycle of, you know, getting drunk and doing it again and again and again, and expecting, you know, different results, like they say. And it was not working for me. And I was feeling very, very detached from the world, and wasn't able to, you know, communicate with people, and it was sort of withdrawn, and I started feeling that, you know, like I didn't have any more dreams, or I couldn't get a hold of, you know, what I used to dream of, and like life was slipping through my fingers, you know. And I came here to New York chasing to get control of my life. And not only that, but I've always been interested in spirituality, and basically that was all I had been reading for the past 3 years, and it didn't make sense to me, like how I was drinking and was trying to be spiritual at the same time. It was complete insanity. I couldn't understand. And I tried, you know, I prayer, meditation, yoga, you know, all this, and it's all things that I love to do, but I couldn't quite, you know, get to that place where I could, you know, surrender and give up the alcohol that was in the way of realizing my dreams, you know, or at least of knowing myself better. So one day, fortunately, here in New York, you know, I had the opportunity to meet really, really important figures in my life, like friends and, you know, some family here, and that are very dear and true to me. And one of my friends, thank God for her, you know, we're very close. I could open up to her and you know, sort of what we say here in AA, like I had a moment of clarity, and I opened up myself to her and told her, you know, like, you know, what I yearned for, what I wanted in my life, and all I wanted was peace and you know, and serenity and all these things, and it just dawned on me, the only way I'm gonna get this is if I stop drinking. And I immediately followed to say, and you know, I was like, I'm an alcoholic and I'm gonna do this AA thing. And she just looked at me and said, yeah, go for it. And I, you know, I was like, what am I saying? Am I even saying this? I couldn't even understand what was coming out of my mouth, and like instructions to know to follow. And the next that same night, I was feeling, you know, like this surge of energy in my body, and knowing that I was completely done and that this was a next step I should take. And I went home and called Intergroup, and they gave me a meeting close to my house. So the next day, I went to my first meeting, and in my neighborhood, and it was amazing. You know, I was very emotional, but I went in there and I saw other people, you know, very different walks of life and everything, and sat through the whole meeting and listened, identified to, you know, whatever the speaker was saying, you know, like, yeah, he got drunk and, you know, he found hope and, you know, I don't know. It was in the air, and I was, it was a little weird to sit through that and then, you know, having to introduce myself and everything, but people came up and just gave me a hand and you know, told me about a little about the program and suggested different things that I should do. And I just followed these suggestions, you know, and it was fairly easy. I was very open and I was ready to get sober and to change my life. And that's what this program has done for me. I mean, as soon as I found AA, I realized that this is what I had been chasing for the longest time, even through, you know, the alcohol and everything. I wanted to find some peace and balance and a better, you know, life. And that's what I'm getting here. And that's what I got here. And I'm so grateful for that because I was ignorant of the disease of alcoholism, even though I sort of knew I was an alcoholic. I didn't want to be an alcoholic, but I found out, you know, things that helped me out is that this is a disease. And not only that, it's sort of an allergy, you know. You drink and, I mean, you can't stop. It's compulsive behavior also. And, you know, I learned about that here. And that was very important for me to know because I wasn't alone and I, you know, I wasn't crazy, you know. That was good to know. That was good to know that, you know, I had 1, 2, 3 drinks. Not that I ever attempted to just have 3 drinks. I wanted to have them all. But, you know, that got me to places that I didn't know, you know, or... And it's hard to live like that. It's hard to live like that for an alcoholic because also, you know, I was spared from a lot in my drinking. I was spared from a lot and I'm so grateful for that. But if I were to continue drinking, I would end up in those places. You know, they talk about in you know, people have different stories and if a person shares, you know, that they've been someplace, it doesn't mean that I would never get there, you know, that it wouldn't be me. If, you know, they say that that's just yet. And I know that, you know, if I continue drinking, I'm going to end up, you know, in a lot of bad places or even dead. And I'm glad I know that today. I am very happy to be sober. This is the life for me. And it's good to know that, you know, when you come into the rooms of AA, you don't do it alone. There's so many people that are doing this and that are leading a sober life and that are, you know, reaching out, basically. You know, it's very good to know. It's very comforting. When I used to drink, I felt all alone, you know, completely alone and thought I, you know, I was the only one in the world and that I, you know, I didn't have a chance. And when you get sober, you get a chance and you get your dreams back and you get so much more. So, I don't know. So it's good to share that, you know, it's good to be talking about that, today in this show. And, it's good. It's the holidays, you know, it's a moment to I don't know, to regroup and to be happy, to be together with your family. And, you know, I'm going to get to see my family this year. For the longest time, I haven't seen them. And this is the first time I've seen them. And, you know, I've been together with them, that I'm going to be together with them and not drinking. I'm going to be sober and it's going to be a sober Christmas. So it's just great. You know, I can't say enough what this program does for me in my daily life and what's ahead of me. You know, it's beyond your wildest dreams. So that's good to hear. It's good hopes.
Thank you very much for sharing, Anna. You're listening to Stepping Out, the 12-Step Radio Program on the air. We'd like to hear what you think of the show or any ideas you might have for shows. So connect with us at steppingoutradio.com. This has been Stepping Out. I'm your host, Kevin, filling in for Drew. This is our Happy Holiday edition. Drew will be in next week. And again, this is Kevin signing off for Stepping Out.